Hey, this is activation number 5. Okay, so together we're going to take a deep breath in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. So as you do this, you're going to be integrating the previous 4 activations of this event. Into the cells of the body. Full diaphragmatic breathing into the belly, into the chest, diaphragm, up into the brain through the pineal, pituitary, thalamus. And then feeling as you exhale the spiral down your spine. Okay, so we're going to release all excessive energies and all energies that are not yours. Detaching from tribal consciousness and the chaos of the world. Detaching from all your polarity aspects. So you can be in the one moment, in the core of your being, in the center of your creative self. Okay, breathing deeply the light. Okay, beginning to let go and exhale. Old energy. And letting go of the idea that you need to suffer in order to learn and grow. Beginning to let go of the idea of spiritual growth through painful experiences or traumatic experiences. Letting go of learning through hardship and friction. Learning through war and conflict. Okay, resigning from the school of hard knocks. Okay, call forth your inner child. And call forth all the loved ones that are ready for healing from your family, from your peer group. Call forth your pets and those of your ancestors that are ready to receive. Okay, breathing deeply consciously now for the next 2 minutes. Bring your awareness to your breathing for the next 2 minutes. Full slow breath in and out. Stay with the breath. Okay, we're going to ground the body with the earth. Now we're going to go deep within your inner child. So you're going to pick an age, and you're going to go into the timeline. Back to that particular age that comes to you in your early childhood. Now there's going to be two points of awareness here. The point at which you forgot about your destiny and who you were or who you are. And the other point of focus is that place within your early childhood where you still were connected and you remembered from where you came and who you are and why you were born. And so, so in this exercise, you're going to connect those two points on your timeline. The point where you forgot and the point where you remembered. And so when you connect these points now, the point that forgot, it can now remember. And then you're going to move that to your present now moment. Bring that feeling to the present now moment of the recognition and the awareness of not only who you are, what you are, where you came from, but also where you are going in this lifetime, your destiny. And take a deep breath. Begin to own it in your body. Own that knowing, the knowing that you are. I know where I am, as the saying goes. I know where I am. Okay, breathe I am. Correction, breathe. I know where I am into your feet. And I know who I am into your hands. And I know what I am into the heart. Okay, bring the awareness to your silver cord. Connect it to the top of your head. We're going to do some more strengthening of your silver cord. So we're going to feel and imagine and sense and see and know us a figure eight, a golden, a very strong golden figure eight flow moving through your silver cord and beginning to strengthen all levels within your silver cord, all the way back to source. It's as above, so below. It's infinite abundance. It's infinite peace and happiness. Okay, breathe into the solar plexus as if you're pumping your solar plexus. A pumping action, expanding and contracting, and beginning to build up the power there. Okay, you're going to own your power. Now, bring up from the unconscious for your recognition sometime within the next month, next 30 days, any resistance to completely owning and being your power, your inner spiritual power. Now, memories may come forth from past lives or parallel lifetimes or even future lives on this subject of owning your power and reclaiming your power. Memories may come up of lifetimes where your power was taken from you. And vice versa. And memories of losing your power and your lifetime. Okay, so we want to call forth so that you may allow a complete emergence of any remaining fears of living on the earth and expressing your true nature. Okay, breathing deeply. Okay, we're going to call forth the power of divine intervention on behalf of all those that you may be connected to. Until such point where they can embody more of their presence. Okay, breathe in the light from the sun. Put that light around your body. Put it in your field. Again, choosing to be uncloaked. Choosing to now be visible in the world while not of it. Okay, breathe out the need, breathe out this breathe out and let go the need to have to, the need to have to. Begin to let go of the shoulds and the don'ts. And the can'ts. Okay, replace all that with I am. Invoke that inwardly, I am. I am. And it is done. It is done. So be it. So be it. Amen. Now begin to come back with the knowing. Of where you are proceeding in your life, where you are going, your next step. Now allow the power to direct you in your life. So now you can make a conscious choice. I allow divine will to be my guide, to be the manager of my life. Divine will is your I am will and destiny. Okay, breathe in. I and my Father are one. Again, breathe in. I am one with the Father. Now, breathe in the understanding and the knowing that you do not have to be perfect, because there's no such thing. I am that I am that I am. Breathe it in. Now, I want you to imagine like you're a buffalo now, and you're grounding all of this new frequencies into the earth, into your body. Imagine that you are a big buffalo walking the plains of America or Canada. Any step you take, you're grounding that into the earth, into your body. Okay, now put both hands over your chest, and you're going to love your body. Go ahead and channel the blessings to your body through your hands, to go to any part of your body that you have not liked. Make it lovable so that others can love you, so that you can love yourself. And you are not your body. Now, put both hands over your face. You're going to bless your face as if the Christ is here, blessing your face, and allow your face to receive the energies right into the eyes, into the cheeks, into the skin, and nose, mouth, ears, everywhere. in your face, your forehead, your pineal gland, everything. Bless your beautiful face. Now, you're going to feel into your face, I am lovable. 3 times. Now, put your palms together like in a prayer position. And imagine that Jesus is present, holding your hands in His, and He's giving forth the blessings from His heart, from His soul, from His essence, from prime source, into your body through your hands that go in directly into your heart, that directly touch your soul. Clear and perfect channel to receive the power of grace. I am. Let the power move through you. And now receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon your crown. As Mary comes as well to bless your heart. Okay, coming back into the now, finish up with the receiving. Pineal reset, breathing deeply. Coming back to your body and the earth. Feeling the bottoms of your feet. Seeing the palms of the hands. Okay, aware of your whole body at the same time. Aware of the space around your body at the same time. Be aware of that expanded consciousness and at the same time beware of your physical body. Okay, find your still point behind the heart. That's your anchor point. Breathing deeply now, coming back into the now. More alive, more awake, more alert. More better. Okay, and when you're ready, slowly open the eyes. Letting the body gently adjust. Remember to drink water. And this concludes the activations for immersion and transformation. And blessings to all of you. Until next time, namaste.